And let us bow our heads in prayer. Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant us so to hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. From Psalm 119, we hear these words, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And so in our epistle reading for today, St. Paul commits Timothy, young Timothy, and I would also commit all of us here today to the Word of God. I commit you to continued study of the Scripture, to a firm faith in the Word of God, and to a living out of our Bible's teachings in the form of a righteous life. And so our theme this morning, continue in the sacred writings. The Apostle Paul tells Timothy, as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings. Paul reminds us, and we are also reminded through the Word, that Timothy's grandmother, Lois, and his mother, Eunice, had passed on the faith to him. And they did that specifically by teaching young Timothy from his early childhood. Lois and Eunice were the ones from whom Timothy first learned what he firmly believed. You'll also notice they did not wait until Timothy was old enough to make his own decisions. In one of the translations, it says they started teaching him right away from childhood or from infancy. And that is really the best time to start. As soon as that little baby is baptized, that word needs to be brought to him or her. As parents, we do that. And we bring our children to services. And I'm so pleased this morning to see all the kids that were here. You parents are doing a fantastic job. We ought to be teaching them about the Ten Commandments, the Creed, the Lord's Prayer. And early on in their childhood, we need to place the words of God, the Holy Scriptures, in their hands so that they can grow further in their Christian faith, leading finally to the reception of the Lord's Supper, Christ's body and blood. And all that is very important. It is important that we teach our children those sacred writings from infancy and on. The question this morning is, though, how well do we do that? How well do we teach our children? Are we teaching them from infancy on up? And as parents, we are to carry out a very special office of father and mother in the most important duty that we have, and that is raising our children in the wonderful words and the nature and of God and the admonition of our Lord. But let's be honest, there are times when we have failed to do this. But we have good news, and the good news is this. God is gracious. He forgives us our sins, He restores us, and He renews us. And this is the very central message of Scripture, the forgiving, renewing, restoring grace of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. And this is God's word to us this morning. We are collectively, as parents and as a church, we have failed many times in our responsibilities in this matter to one degree or another. But God is gracious, and it is the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ that covers up all our sins. And the Holy Spirit will pick us up, and He helps us to do better. Why? Because God is faithful, and He will do it. I also want you to notice in the text this morning, too, when Paul is writing to Timothy, Timothy is now an adult. Continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed. In other words, what is Timothy to do but to continue in those sacred writings? The point being that the learning of Holy Scriptures does not stop when we reach that magic age of 13 or 14. Why? Because the Bible is not just for children, it's for everyone. Now, I have been in the Bible learning business a long time, most of my adult life. Right, Dick? A long time, yeah. The problem is, I still don't know the Bible as I should, and I don't often live it as I would like to do. And what's more, sometimes I don't believe it, or I don't live it out as God would have me do. But I'm glad that many of you likewise are continuing, though, here at Trinity to grow in your Christian faith. Many of you attend Bible classes here on Sundays, and that is good. That is very good, and it's very healthy. For those of you that aren't, I would invite you to attend one of those Bible classes. There are at least three offered on Sunday. There are one offered on Thursday mornings for the men, and I know the ladies' groups oftentimes have Bible studies in their meetings. Why is it important? Because it helps increase our understanding of God's Word and to be strengthened in our own Christian faith. And I'm glad that we have Sunday school classes for our youngsters, and we have catechism classes for the older kids, led by Mrs. Erickson and also Pastor Schnegelberger. I'm honored to know many of you as Sunday school teachers who provide that wonderful Christian education to the kids who gather on Sunday mornings. To Pastor Hesse and his radio broadcast that he does each and every week on KFKA, getting that word out to the community and the world around. And to Pastor Schnegelberger, who has stepped in mightily these past many months as our shepherd, as he guides and leads us through this time before we make that selection, and God willing, a pastor comes to shepherd this flock here at Trinity. In the meantime, we are to continue in those sacred writings, the Holy Scriptures. But why is that? It's because this is the wonderful Word of God and His amazing love for us. After Paul reminded Timothy of how from infancy he had known those sacred writings, Paul then adds these words, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. And there it is. This is the reason that we so love the Word of God. Because it is God, and it is salvation that we have in Him. It gives us what we need to know to have that saving faith. Salvation in Christ is the heart and soul of all of the sacred scriptures. This is the main message that we get from Genesis all the way through to Revelation. All scripture, Old Testament, the New Testament, points us to Christ, so that we can take hold of Him by faith. Jesus Himself spoke of the importance of the Holy Scriptures. In the 5th chapter of John, He says these words, "These are the Scriptures that testify about Me." And in Luke 24, the risen Christ opens the minds of His disciples to understand the Scriptures. And He says to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and the repentance and forgiveness of sin should be proclaimed in his name to all nations. So what is the Bible about? It's about the dying and the rising of Christ and the message of repentance and forgiveness that He offers the world in His name. Our Savior is for us. Christ, the Son of God, died on the cross for us, suffering in our place, so that we would have forgiveness in Him. And then what did this Jesus do? He rose from the dead, conquering the grave for us and opening up the kingdom of heaven for all those who would believe and enter in. Scripture testifies to this Savior and this salvation. It is those Bible teachings that will deepen our faith, strengthen it as we learn more and more, and we take them to heart. It will better equip us to face whatever is coming our way, whatever trials or difficulties that we may face, and we will be in this for the long run. And this is why we ought to treasure and to love those sacred scriptures. And then Paul declares, all scripture is breathed out by God. The Bible is true from cover to cover. It was God who put the words that he wanted written in there, but he caused the prophets and the apostles to write exactly what they did. The Bible is the word of God, and it is also the words of men. And it is the Holy Spirit who is ultimately the author of all those precious words that we read each and every day. And so we are encouraged to continue in those sacred writings, also because they are profitable. They're useful for our daily living, the living out of our own faith. And Paul tells Timothy that. Profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. Do we need to be taught the truth? Of course we do. Scripture is there to teach us. Do we need reproof? Of course. That is to have the doctrine straightened out where we might be in error. Scripture also will straighten out our own theology. Do we need correction? My wife often refers to me to that. Yes, every day. There's something that I need to be corrected in. But that correction brings us back to the path of life that God would have for us. Because what have we done? We have wandered off in sin. It also will correct us. It calls us to repentance and to restore us to godly living. Do we need instruction on how to live as God's children in ways that are pleasing to Him, helpful to our neighbor, and suitable for our various callings in life? And again, the answer is a resounding yes. Scripture will train us. It trains us in righteousness, beginning with the righteousness that we receive freely as a gift for Christ's sake and producing in us a life of good works. These holy scriptures are the ones that tell us who God is. And he's far from being that grudging God who only grants requests when he's being bothered. These scriptures tell us of the kind and loving and heavenly Father that we all know and gladly hear. He's there to gladly hear our prayers and gladly gives us the things that we need. Maybe not necessarily all the things that we want, but he does give us everything that we need. The scriptures also tell us to lift up our eyes to the hills, to God's dwelling place in the heavenly Jerusalem, from where our help comes from. The Lord is our keeper, and he keeps watch over his children day and night. And so we hear that those words of God, the scriptures, are very practical. They're very profitable, also for our daily lives as a Christian, as we walk along this path where Christ is leading each and every one of us. The Holy Scriptures, and because they are the Word of God, they give us faith and hope and love for all the days of our lives. And not only that, but also into eternal life that the Scripture also promises. When Christ returns, and he judges the living and the dead. The message is very clear today. Continue in the sacred writings. Why? Because the Holy Scriptures make us wise for us for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. They also are to continue in the sacred writings because all Scripture is breathed out by God. It is the inspired Word of God, the reliable foundation for our everyday life and our faith in our Lord. And so I'm here this morning to have you continue, to encourage you to continue in those sacred writings, because all Scripture is profitable. It is useful for us in our lives here on earth as Christians. And it is there to strengthen and to deepen our faith and to produce the fruit of faith in the life that we live in good works and service to our Lord. My dear brothers and sisters, the Word of God is God's love letter to us. That Bible is His love letter to each and every one of us here gathered today and those listening at home. And that is why, with God's help, we will continue in those sacred writings. We ask this in Jesus' precious and holy name. And we as God's people can say, Amen. And now make us ever ready hearers of your word, O Lord. Do not let us seek preaching that satisfies our sinful desires, but give us preaching that will continually turn us to the forgiveness that you have given us through your Son, our precious Savior, Jesus Christ. And in his name we ask it. Amen.